you know, going into my junior year, I wanted to just focus on, you know, having that key role and just helping the team in any way. But at the same time, that was my best year I did at my school, because I started thinking other routes, because I, you know, figured, you know, I won't be able to do this professionally or for a job. So I started focusing on school, looking for internships. So it was very unexpected. It was very towards the end of the season where I started getting, calls from different teams. And I've always heard rumors about the draft process and how complicated and confusing it is, but you never really experienced it until you're in it, because it was very confusing. I think the Angels first called me in the 10th or 11th round, maybe it was around the 12th, and they said, hey, we're up in 4 picks, we're taking you if you're still available, if you want to take the offer they gave me. And for the previous years I had before the offer they gave me, I thought it was great, considering I've only had 1 year. So I agreed to that, said I'd take it. They said they'd pay for my school if I came back. And then, so they said, okay, we're up in 4 picks, keep your phone on you. The Angels come up in the pick, and then they took some kid from Princeton or Xavier. And so that just happens so much, because I'm just talking to a regional guy, that they need to put their word into the national cross record. So then that happened, didn't hear a word for, you know, the rest of the day. Again, nothing like too surprising, because I hear a lot of stuff like that happens in the draft. And then in that late round, I think it was 36th or 38th, whatever round it was in, they didn't know I was still available and called and said that some guys aren't signing, so they still have money. The same offer for me, it still stands. So ended up taking that. I was all back here in Waco during that when that was happening. So I agreed to it, said I'd take it. So they drafted me. And I was actually taxiing on the airport, right about to take off back to California. So then after I got drafted, I didn't have my phone on for 3 hours. So when I landed back in California, my phone was kind of just spazzing out a little bit. Didn't really work for an hour or two. But then that's when I talked to my parents. My mom, she wanted me to come back. She said it might be a good idea to come back, finish school, and graduate with my class that, you know, I've been with for the last 2-3 years. And I didn't really think of it as that, what I'd be missing. No, I just saw opportunity, and that's the only, I kind of had tunnel vision playing professional. That's why I said yes. I didn't even think about, you know, all the guys I've been playing with for the last 2 years, you know, the brothers I've made, and just wanting to finish school and graduate with them. And I realized I'd be missing out more playing college ball than I would be missing out playing 1 year earlier in professional ball. So I decided to just come back. And again, I don't regret anything. I'm glad I'm here and trying to keep the things rolling with the pen. Yeah.